what do you make of what many would see as a revitalization of the cultural dimension and its importance to not just Tangata Whenua, Māori, but also to wider New Zealand? Chris, your thoughts on things Māori for a moment, please.
Yeah, that's a great question, because when I left New Zealand and then when I came back in 2011, the country had fundamentally changed, and it changed for the better, because there has been a real renaissance and a real strengthening of Māori culture. I mean, you can go anywhere in the world, and I've travelled to most of those 195 countries in the world, and I know we've got a lot of things to keep perfecting. I know we've got a lot in our past that are, you know, wrongs that we've got to make right. But you know, on balance, when you look at how we're approaching it as a country, working together through those issues to try and perfect the country, we've done an incredibly good job. I went on quite a bit of a journey, Dale, at Air New Zealand, because if you remember, I tried to mainstream Te Reo in the airline, and we did, you know, I think quite an effective job just by putting Te Reo up on our quizzes on board the plane, getting our staff to use the language more. I saw some huge potential. There's a great program that I got in behind. I was part of this group called Leaders for Change, and called Tupu Toa, and it takes really, really smart Māori young people who are going from university, and it tries to put them into corporate pathways, not in the operations of big businesses, you know, but actually in the management structure of big businesses. And what was incredible was because of unconscious bias, because actually historically corporate New Zealand had been pretty Pākehā and white, people hadn't actually seen the talent that existed. And I can tell you there's amazing talent. When these young people come into these businesses, they do 12-week internships. We managed to get, I think, big companies like Fletcher and Air New Zealand and ANZ, and all these, you know, great Spark New Zealand companies. And 85% of these young people were swallowed up and get full job offers before the internship ended, because they were just so good. They're polished, they stand up, they're multilingual, they're very confident, they've got great ideas, and their ideas are sort of moving things forward and where we need to be if you're going to build a great business in the 2040s. And these young people in the future, whether they work and become the CEO of New Zealand or whether they, you know, run a large iwi commercial organisation, it's pretty exciting. So I saw the talent up close. I was very lucky that Ngāti Porou, I just got to know them a little bit and just build a relationship, actually, and just a friendship. And they helped me, you know, by no means have I got a lived experience as a Māori, but actually they started to teach me more about Te Ao Māori. And in the process, we started to help them with commercial cases and business cases. And we started to talk about the possibilities of what we could do after a while. And we started to do some joint ventures around, Ngāti Porou had a really good smoking operation for iwi, and we actually turned that into a fully audited global food supply business. And then Air New Zealand took dried fish out of Ngāti Porou rather than trying to get, you know, prawns out of Southeast Asia, which we didn't know where they came from. So there were some really good examples of joint ventures and partnerships, and the iwi businesses across the country, you know, it's a phenomenal achievement what has been achieved in terms of the businesses that they've built, the quality of the management, the results that are being achieved. So, you know, I think there's a huge, it's been really great. And the other thing I'd say to you is there's a lot of ideas in Māori culture that actually have relevance and export to the world. I often say I was in New Delhi up in India, capital of India, and got talking to some business people up there, and they'd even heard that we'd given personhood status to the Whanganui River. And they said to me, Chris, do you think that's an idea that we could actually use for the Ganges? And I said, yeah, you know, you certainly can, because, you know, the Ganges is one of the 10 big river systems causing all the pollution in the ocean. And so why wouldn't you take an idea, not just, you know, an idea from Māori culture that's, you know, about kaitiaki, and actually export it to the world? And so those are quite exciting things. And that's been possible, because if you think about where we were with the Reo back in early 1970s versus what's happening today and how it's been mainstreamed, and just how there is great pride and appreciation for the culture, I think it's pretty fantastic. So, I think for me it was a big journey of sort of realising there was huge amounts of talent. You know, we could actually mainstream Te Moko, we could mainstream Te Reo. There was real power in the concepts that underpin our Māori culture, Te Ao Māori. More importantly, there was really great entrepreneurial energy, and that's pretty exciting. So that's why, that's been a little bit of my journey as I've gone on that journey myself.
I don't even want to talk politics anymore, mate.
Well, there's a lot more interesting things, to be honest, my friend, in the world sometimes.
Yeah, but, and it's really nice to meet you, Chris. Look, I know that you would dismiss the suggestion, but some see you as a powerhouse politician going forward. I want to wish you well anyway, mate, and that's important because, you know, we talk with a lot of politicians and open the doors to all parties. Is there anything you'd like to mention to wrap up our cordial? Because I've preferred just meeting you for, in this instance, and we'll get a chance to talk politics another time. But if you've got something you need to get off your chest, get it off right now, Chris Luxon.
I think my only thing is just to encourage everyone to say, look, we're going to get the country we deserve, right? And we've done a pretty good job, as imperfect as it's been, and I understand it's been imperfect. But we've got to keep working together to actually get a really great country for the 2040s that our kids and our grandkids want to continue to live in and to contribute to. And so it's actually, I know it's hugely challenging. I know, you know, the arc of history isn't always smooth, and sometimes we go forward and sometimes we go back, but we've just got to keep thinking about what we're trying to do together to build the country. And man alive, we can do great things in New Zealand. I've travelled all over the world, and I can tell you, it sounds all very glamorous saying you lived in New York and London and all those kind of places, but you know, there's a whole bunch of different set of grief and drama that comes with living there. And we've got, I know it's imperfect, but we've got more things going right for us than we've got going wrong. And the challenge is for all of us as citizens is to think about how we step up and make a contribution. Whether you're a business person, you can make that contribution, as I found it in New Zealand. I could do a lot of social things. I could introduce a lot of things that I felt were unfair and actually make it better for the New Zealand family. I think whether you're a community leader out front, seeing the pain, the hurt, the the pain points in our society where things fall over and there's injustice, and you're doing work on that. I was down with some Salvation Army social housing people a couple of weeks ago, and incredible folk. And whether you actually come into politics, whether it's local or central government politics, they're all equal roles, but you know, you need business and community and iwi and Māori and government actually all working together on some of these problems, because some of the challenges we face and some of the opportunities we have actually can't be just solved by government alone. They won't be solved by business alone or community alone. They actually need to work together. So we've got to get a coalition together, and as I say, we won't get it right all the time. We'll make a heap of mistakes along the way, but we've got to keep our eye on the big prize, which is making Aotearoa New Zealand a much better place for the future.